My name is David Gentile, and I am the Conservative candidate here in Toronto Centre. I think, you know, what's important here isn't what I want you to think, it's what I think about the issues that are important to you, because really I think this entire process is a job interview. I'm a prospective employee, and you all here and everyone in this riding is a prospective employer. So how does an employer decide who to hire for a job? They ask some questions to find out what their key skills and weaknesses and competencies are and what their values are. So I just want to say two things before we get to the questions. Two statements, I guess. One is I'm a proud Torontonian. I grew up in Toronto Centre, spent more than 20 years of my life here, and I do appreciate how amazingly diverse Toronto Centre is and how unique it is in all of Canada. The second statement I want to say is that I am also a proud Conservative. I believe the Conservative Party has delivered much over the last 2.5 years. Once again, it is a partner with Canadians. Once again, we are a partner with our provinces on issues like healthcare. We are a partner with our cities on issues like infrastructure, local infrastructure. And we're also partners again with students, giving $1.7 billion to financial assistance over the next 4 years. So I look forward to your questions, and if any of you don't get to ask me a question tonight, please feel free to come up afterwards and ask me a question one-on-one. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David. For those who can't see the cards, the next person is Philip Fernandez from the Marxist-Leninist Party.
Philip? Hi, thank you. Good evening, everybody. Can I ask before I begin, how many people here are undecided voters? Okay. My name is Philip Fernandez. I'm running as the Marxist-Leninist candidate in Toronto Centre. Our party is running 57 candidates in this election. I'm participating in the election because I think there's one issue that confronts all electors, and it's a non-partisan issue, which is that Canadians are disempowered from the political process. The political process in Canada brings political parties to power and not the electorate. I think we need to find mechanisms by which ordinary Canadians, the electors, can select and then elect candidates who are their own peers to office. The political party system that we have in Canada is outdated in my view. Less than 2% of Canadians belong to political parties. These political parties make decisions. And once the elections are over, we have to protest to get our demands. For example, 70% of Canadians want the war in Afghanistan ended and our participation ended. We have been fighting for many decades for issues around homelessness, child poverty. Yesterday I was in a demonstration to bring Omar Khadr home, and it's been said that the Conservatives are not doing anything to bring Omar Khadr home, but Omar Khadr was imprisoned under the Liberal regime. So in all these questions, we don't have a mechanism by which we can empower ourselves. So our party is suggesting, one, there should be no election without selection. Empower the political process, not the parties, that we need an anti-war government, and that we should give some thought to how we as citizens can look at different mechanisms to empower ourselves, elect our own representatives so that they can be beholden to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Philip. Next we have the Liberal candidate, Bob Rae.
Well, thank you very much. It's been my privilege to serve as your Member of Parliament for the last several months since the by-election. And as you know, the principal direction of the Liberal Party campaign across the country and in this constituency is really based on five major points. The three pillars: we want a Canada, a country that's richer, that's greener, and that's more more socially just. We also very much want a country that is able to find its own voice in the world. We are very troubled by the fact that increasingly when Canada speaks, it's either in somebody else's phrases or whatever, or it's in somebody else's policies. And we think it's important that Canada find its own voice again and be able to speak its voice in the world. And finally, we do think that the various issues that have been raised about transparency, about democracy and accountability, good governance in Canada, are very, very important. This election was not supposed to happen. We were supposed to have a fixed election date that the Prime Minister was supposed to honor. He told us that there was a parliamentary crisis and that's why we had to have an election. The only trouble is Parliament wasn't sitting during the summer when he claimed there was a crisis. There was no crisis. He tried to sneak in, get his majority between the end of Labor Day and just after Thanksgiving. And I don't think that should happen. I think we need to find a way to increase accountability and to increase transparency in government and to increase the opportunities for people to participate in the political process. It's been a great honor to serve you. Nothing would be pleased me more, obviously, than to be able to serve you again. And I look forward very much to being able to answer your questions this evening in this great part of the constituency. I'm very proud to have a university like Victoria University in our riding. Thank you very, very much. It's great to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Now I'd like to invite the candidate from the Green Party, Ellen Michelson.
Thank you. I want to thank our hosts for going to so much effort in arranging this evening, and thank you all for making the commitment to be here. I'm Ellen Michelson, your Green Party candidate. Greens believe our economy and our environment are in crisis, are linked, and that the solutions are connected. We are the only party that understands climate change and how addressing climate change can make our economy grow. With your support, we can stop funding fossil fuel industries, cut our income and payroll taxes, create green jobs, support arts and culture, end poverty and pollution, help families, improve our health care, sever the drug-gun connection, fight discrimination, and become peacekeepers again. That's a lot. Remember, Greens have achieved so much already using the democratic process to redirect government. The people of Canada gained admission to the televised debates for our leader, Elizabeth May. Think about those debates. So much of what was said focused on green issues essential for our future. I'm a retired teacher, still working in education. I've made my home at Toronto Centre for more than 35 years. I look forward to your questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Ellen. Next, we have the independent candidate, Gerald Derome.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Reason for me running in this election is that most of my life, I really believed that governments were there for the health, safety, and welfare of all the people. Well, I haven't run for mayor twice, and all my issues being federal, not municipal, I knew why after, but I learned a lot that my messages weren't echoed. So now here I am to echo my messages. The first, I think, problem we have is distribution of wealth or the uneven distribution of wealth. We always talk about poverty, we never talk about the other flip side of the coin, the excessive wealth of a few who have power over governments. They dictate, blackmail governments. They really do. They say, let us accumulate or we'll leave. We'll take our investments out of the country. Well, we have space, we have resources, we have people, we have ingenuity. If you want, you know, if governments govern like they should say enough is enough. There's a limit to what you can have to hoard, hide, waste, and abuse. That's my first issue, is distribution of wealth. Second one is profits on the necessities of life, which is water, food, shelter, education, and healthcare. Profits on that is just doesn't make sense. And that's responsible for millions of deaths around the world. The third thing is the personal vehicle. Well, about 100 years ago, the automakers and the government of the United States got together and planned the cities around them. Well, we cannot keep on going on this like this. We have to plan differently. We have to plan our cities or towns without the personal vehicle. Mass transit will be the only way the future should look for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Gerald. Next candidate is the candidate for the Communist Party.
Thank you.
Boyden.
Yes, why are we in this election right now? We're in this election because Mr. Harper and his gang of rogues wanted a majority. We are the majority. In fact, the vast majority of Canadian people see this and recognize the danger, and I think the polls have been an alarm bell, and we're now seeing Harper slip out of majority territory. But even a Harper minority would be tremendously dangerous. This election is critical, and it could be a critical moment to move in a radically different direction, in a direction that puts people before profits. We could rebuild our decimated industrial base. We could improve the living standards of the Canadian people. We could extricate our country from a disastrous and bloody war in Afghanistan. And we could save our public health care and education systems from the curse of privatization. Well, all this begins with defeating the Harper Tories. We need to put an agenda that puts forward a true people's agenda that put people before people's needs before corporate greed. So we need to raise business taxes. We need to cut the military budget by 50%. We need to nationalize our oil and gas industry. Remember Petro-Can? We can control the gouging that's going on at the pumps. And with this money, we will have enough funds to eliminate tuition fees, for justice for Aboriginal peoples, for a real expansion of social programs, and also for a new voting system of proportional representation. Well, voting communist sends the clearest message in this direction. And we're advocating also for a people's coalition. We think that the coalition work in our student unions, bringing together many forces, should be reflected in our parliament.
Thank you.
You can send the clearest message by voting communist. Thank you.
Next we have the NDP representative, Susan Wallace.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I bring you greetings from your candidate for the New Democratic Party, El-Farouq Haki, and I thank the organizers for the event and the candidates for their generosity in letting me speak with you tonight. I am running in the riding of Willowdale, but I actually just live down the street on Wellesley at the corner of Church, so I'm a longtime resident of this riding. I've lived here for 15 years now. I know your issues, and I hope to be able to address myself to the particular unique realities of our riding with some experience under my belt. Well, it's another day and another $75 billion lost on the stock market, and still our Prime Minister is telling us there's nothing wrong, everything's fine, stay the course, do nothing. It's another day in the election, and we still don't have a platform from the government right now. In fact, they're not going to announce it until tomorrow after the close of the advance polls. This from a government that scheduled an election for a major Jewish high holiday and scheduled the advance polls on the Sabbath, leaving one day and a whole constituency completely deprived of knowing what their government stood for. And I say shame on them for that. Today is the day where the choices are very clear to each and every one of you. What we have up here in the eight candidates facing you is one of the reasons why we cannot elect a progressive government in this country. It's time to rally behind one party, and that party is led by Jack Layton. He and only he can defeat the Harper Conservatives. And so I appeal to you, for all of you who may be reconsidering your vote, vote with your progressive hearts, vote for Jack Layton, vote for a party that will put you and your family first, and let's all unite and kick Harper out. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Final opening statement will be from the Animal Alliance candidate, Liz White.
Good evening, and thank you very much for having me here tonight. The Animal Alliance Environment Voters Party of Canada, and that's a mouthful I would acknowledge, was founded on the principle of just and equitable human progress that respects, protects, and enhances the environment upon which we all depend, and the lives of the animals with whom we share our world. My hope tonight is that you will consider casting your vote for me and sending a message to whomever forms the next government that animal and environmental protection issues are important and are in desperate need of legislative consideration. Here's some of the issues that I think we need to look at. We need to make climate change the preeminent issue for all of our politicians. The environment is not just one of a number of issues. It is the overriding issue because it is where we derive all the health of the planet and the ability to actually implement all other issues. The other thing that we need to consider is that Stephen Harper and his government will always be an obstacle to addressing climate change because of his dependency on votes in the West and the overwhelming impact of the tar sands on the environment. We need to fight to end the commercial seal hunt and protect animals like seals who are ice dependent and whose populations are threatened by global warming and overfishing. We need to work with members of parliament to modernize our federal animal cruelty laws and prevent animal abuse and suffering. We need to improve the well-being. We need to bring the end to the enormous suffering inflicted on farm and research animals. And we need to continue to work on the issues that affect the communities here in Toronto Centre, for which I've been a resident for 18 years. I want to thank you very much, and I look forward to the debate.
Candidates for your opening statements. As Mr. Tracy explained at the beginning, the first few questions will be given to the organizers and coordinators of this evening's activities. And the first question will come from the Bay Corridor Community Association. A reminder that each candidate will be given 1 minute to respond. So if the member from the Bay Corridor Community Association can step to one of the microphones, you can ask your question. Please state your name as well.
My name is Catherine Bolden. I'm a representative of the Bay Corridor Community Association. We are active in this community doing whatever we can to improve the community for those who live in it. And my question to the candidates here tonight is, we want you to contribute to this community in your own way as well. The question is, if elected as our Member of Parliament in Ottawa from the Toronto Central Riding, would you please give us three initiatives that you would focus on that would benefit this riding in the greater scheme of things, particularly the riding though, because so often our representative is an important member in the government, contributes a lot to the country, but not so much in the riding. What three initiatives would you focus on that would benefit this riding?
Thank you for your question. We'll start with David Gentile and move down the line.
Oh, thank you very much. I would say that I'm going to answer this based on the three things I keep hearing about when I go door to door. One of them has to do with law and order issues. I think our government has a very strong track record on law and order, especially when it comes to violent crime. Our Tackling Violent Crime Act is something that I'm particularly proud of that we've brought in. So you can expect me to take crime actually serious in the city. I get complaints from people when I go door to door. People say that our politicians are just not finding this issue at all seriously. I also think that we need the municipalities need help building up their infrastructure, so we will continue to do things like transfer a portion of the gas tax to the City of Toronto so that there will be time to focus on particular local concerns in that regard. I also believe that this riding in particular post-secondary institution is very, very important. So our government needs to continue to be a partner with the provinces and students on post-secondary education.
Thank you, David. Next we have Philip Fernandez.
The first thing I would do is I would work with all of you. And it's clear that many of you are very, very active in the community. If we are so active in the community, why don't we organize a citizens committee to actually discuss and debate some of the issues that are facing us, so that as your representative, I can fight for those issues in parliament. Second thing I would do is I would ask for a 3-year moratorium on debt servicing, so that we can have the monies to actually invest in the community, to build affordable housing for people, to make sure that the homeless have a right to housing guaranteed. I would also work very hard to ensure that these young people that are being criminalized in the community have opportunities to be productive, to spend their time wisely, so that they are not targeted for law and order measures that do not work.
Thank you, Philip. Mr. Ray?
First of all, I'd like to say how proud I am to have succeeded Bill Graham, who I thought was an outstanding member of Parliament. And if I had to name three things, I would say, first of all, that I think affordable housing is the issue that I hear more often across the riding. I think it's an issue that brings people together. The second thing I'd like to work on is to connect the north half of the riding with the southern half of the riding. I think we have too many gaps within our constituency between those who have done very well and are doing very well and those who are really not doing well at all. And I think we have to figure out ways in a very local way, in a very meaningful way, to bring together those groups, the different groups in our constituency who live here. And finally, like all residents of Toronto, I'd love to find the waterfront. And I'd like to work with people on helping to develop the waterfront, and I'd like to break some of the log jams that I can see between the province and the federal government and the city. And I think because of some of my experiences, I might be able to help in that particular regard. So those would be my three, if I had to name three.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. The Green Party is the party most willing to address cities' needs. We recognize that 80% of us live in urban areas, and our housing, our transit, and more have been neglected for too long. We would bring the GST back up to 6% with 1 cent of that 6% for cities. And keep in mind in that regard that you pay GST on what you buy, but we, the Green Party, will significantly cut your income tax so that you will end up better off, as will our city. We will help individuals, families, seniors, and children. Canadians work longer hours than almost any other country. We want income splitting, federally funded childcare, and those will help families and the environments. We also want to support arts and culture. We'll reverse the recent cuts and ensure that politicians cannot stifle individual arts organizations and increase funding for the arts. So those are our three.
Thank you, Ellen. Chair Burrell.
Well, three is a short list. Give people a destiny, a vocation, a shared vocation, shared destiny, hope for all the people. So many people are disillusioned with the non-distribution of wealth. I know the people that have been shortchanged by our evolved ways. I say wrongly evolved ways, issues that have never come up. So if you get these people together, of all religions and culture, and say, look, which star shall we head for? That is a beginning. If we all agree on which star to head for, then everything else will fall into place. We will not take our wars out into space like they're beginning to do now. Thank you.
Thank you, Gerald. Next, Johan, please.
Well, I think we need to get out of NAFTA, number one, and stop deep integration and the SPP and deals like this. That would give us control over our future. And secondly, I think that this riding urgently needs progressive taxation. I think that it's a crime that people in Rosedale's taxes have been going down and down. We should eliminate taxes on incomes under $32,000. And I think that this particular riding urgently needs proportional representation. It was approved in the referendum. This was one of the areas that it stood. The people feel this way. It would be very positive. Likewise, a new deal, a new financial deal for cities, just in closing, that would give cities constitutional status and be able to have wealth taxing powers. And if cities had wealth taxing powers, that would allow the cities to play a role and we could reverse the downloading of affordable housing and so on that we've seen under conservative and liberal governments.
Thank you, Johan. Susan Wallace.
Thank you. The New Democratic Party would address itself immediately to the economic crisis facing us all. Our priorities are to make sure that our savings, our homes, our jobs, and our pensions are kept safe from the spiraling downturn occurring right now. This in turn would lead to our immediately addressing the poverty issues that so desperately affect so many in this riding. We have a very dense neighborhoods and many issues with respect to childcare, healthcare, home care, and access to housing are immediately pressing and need attention. And as a third item, I think we would want to take and examine a balanced approach to crime in the downtown core. We've put forward a very reasonable platform, I believe, that balances getting more police officers into the streets, reform to the gun registry, but also developing programs that avoid the root causes of crime in the first place. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Last word on this one to Liz White.
I'd like to work to help us all realize our dreams that we're going to leave a clean and healthy world to our kids and our grandkids, our nieces and nephews. and other people that are going to live well beyond me. And I think very close to home, there are some very key issues that we need to work on. The first is the Dawn River. It borders our riding, and it is still in need of some pretty significant work. It still remains pretty polluted. I think we need to work to revitalize the waterfront, and that doesn't mean building more high-rise buildings on it. It means actually making it more natural and cleaning up Lake Ontario so we can go swimming there, drink the water, and feel safe and have wildlife there. And the last thing I would like to do is to work to protect the disadvantaged in our community, both human and non-human alike. Thank you.